Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from the studios at Waves of Glory. It is a magnificent morning in the kingdom today. We are so excited, first of all, to be with you again this morning. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the word of the Lord, for God has spoken a word concerning his people. And so once again, I say good morning from Waves of Glory. Our topic today is mastering your mindset. And as I began to meditate on this particular topic, the Spirit of the Lord says you need to amend that to say mastering your mindset for permanent victory and continuous breakthrough. Amen. This is the season of breakthrough for the children of God. If you've been held captive by your mindset, if you've been a prisoner of thoughts, if you've been a prisoner of life circumstances, today the Spirit of the Lord is giving you the divine strategy to master your mindset. And once you get your mind in control, oh my God, get ready for the manifestation of the power of God in your life and over your circumstances. The first thing I'd like to say is that scientifically research has discovered that the average person has 70,000 thoughts per day. That is 70,000 thoughts coursing through your mind. Secondly, they have also discovered that 80% of those 70,000 thoughts are negative. And so when you look around you, understand that the world that you live in, the sphere of influence that you are in, is a direct result of those 70,000 thoughts. Because, beloved, thoughts become actions. And so this week I've had the opportunity to be in a place where I had to do some battle in the battlefield of my mind. It was as if my mind was on fast forward and everything that could come as an attack in my mind came. And I literally thought there was something wrong with me. But what I do know today, we are closing out the end of 2015. We are about to embark on a new year, quote unquote, in the Lord. And amen, the enemy wants to get us to take all of the old baggage, all of the old hurts, the sorrows, the wounds, the situations, the circumstances of 2015 that kept us bound and out of the divine plan and promise of God. He wants us to pack up our baggage and take it with us into 2016. But I'm here to let you know this morning that we are about to give you some information so that you can master your mindset. And once you have mastered your mindset, those things that have held you captive for the year 2015 will no longer be able to hold you captive. I remember growing up, one of the things that commercials that used to come on all the time was a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it was our way of promoting education, that children should have an education. And they would show us different devastating photos of what a mind looked like on drugs and what a mind looked like without education. And they would constantly say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. When you recognize the power of the mind that God has given you, you will see that indeed a mind is a terrible thing to waste, because it is the greatest resource that you have been given by God. It is your greatest tool and your greatest asset in the world today, apart from, of course, the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But in the natural, it is a tool that God has given us with which we are to exercise authority and dominion in the earth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I see here one of the things that God spoke to me as I was going through with this situation in the mind, that the mind is actually the battlefield. We talk a lot about spiritual warfare in the body of Christ, and there are those of us who would stand up and wave our banners, and we are leading a charge against the forces of darkness. We're coming against the enemy. Amen. But I want you to understand there's two points I want you to get this morning. Is our enemy is already defeated. If you're looking at Satan as the enemy, the Bible tells me that Jesus already took care of him. He is a defeated foe. So we don't have to waste our time waging war against a defeated foe. The problem is that we are having a battle of the mind, and the enemy is creeping in. Our defeated foe is creeping in and taking us by storm with the battlefield in our mind, even in the fact that we think that we have to do warfare against him. We think that it is us that has to do warfare against the devil. But the word of God tells me that Jesus already triumphed over him. And when he resurrected, when Jesus resurrected, for 40 days he came in the earth and he ministered to the disciples. And what was he ministering other than the same message he ministered before he was crucified? That message is the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Only now he's saying to them, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, I now commission you. When you recognize that we have been commissioned by the reigning authority, then we understand that we have already triumphed over the adversary. He is under our feet. But many times in the body of Christ, we will hear people stand up and say, every time God starts blessing, the enemy starts messing. Or in our testimony services, we will begin to say, the devil has been busy all day. And we begin to give him accolades as if his actions are more than the action that Jesus did when he triumphed over him and made a public display of him openly. And so now I want to shift your mindset this morning to that of one who is already victorious over the works of the devil. We are not fighting the devil in per se as a spiritual warfare. What we are doing is way to the thoughts in our mind. This is the only way that the adversary can have triumph over the people of God, is because in our mind we believe that he has power somehow to come into our lives and to wreak havoc, even though Jesus is our Savior and our Redeemer. Jesus is our healer. He is our restorer. He is our protector. Even though the Holy Spirit that we believe and profess that we are filled with the Spirit of the living God, and yet we give obedience or obeisance to the thought that the enemy somehow will overcome us in any way. My beloved brothers and sisters, this morning, I pray for you that you will reset your mind to understand that the enemy, which is Satan, is already defeated. And all that he is doing is putting up a smoke screen in your mind to cause you to believe that he has some power somehow to overcome you. It is a lie and it is an illusion. And so when we go into the Word of God today, we're going to be going into 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're talking about the Apostle Paul. Wherever he went, he met with opposition, not so much with demonic entity, but people that the enemy would stir up, would come against Paul and come against his qualifications to preach the gospel and come against who he was and what he used to do in some way to pervert the gospel that he was trying to preach to the people to get them set from yokes of bondage. And here in this particular passage of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is coming back at those people who are speaking this word against him, who are stirring up propaganda against him and against the people he's trying to lead in Corinth. He says to them, but I beseech you, verse 2, that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some. You hear what I'm saying? He's talking about people here. He's not talking about demons, which think of us, there's that word again, think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Now, this is the major point I want to make today. The people around you or the situation around you may be thinking of you as if you walked according to the flesh. And the problem is you are thinking the same thing. You think that you are walking according to the flesh because we have been born into this world in the flesh. However, you may be at this moment, you have been walking according to the flesh, but when you come into the kingdom of Almighty God, you are now translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And when you come into the kingdom of light, you recognize at that moment that we are not of this world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Therefore, our warfare and our walk is not according to the flesh, but rather according to the Spirit. Here the apostle in verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, glory to God, we do not war after the flesh. Remember, he's talking to people now. He's not talking about demonic entities per se, but he is talking about the influence in the lives of the people who are coming against him. And he says in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Paul is one of the people that he is dealing with to understand that he is walking in the realm of the supernatural every day of his life, everything that he is bringing to them, every time he stands for people. He is wanting them to understand that he's operating according to the supernatural. His mindset is always in the supernatural. And we know that 2/3 of the New Testament has been given to us by the Apostle Paul because of his stance in the supernatural. He was given revelation after revelation after revelation, and he began to write these revelations and send them to the churches. Therefore, he operated always and spoke according to the divine revelation of God. Now, this is how you and I and me, are going to master our own fleshly mindset and bring it in subjection to the Spirit, hallelujah, to the supernatural power of God, to the supernatural existence of God. We are to remember, I want you to meditate today on the fact that our God is a living God. He is not a fairy tale. He is not a figment of our imagination. He is alive and he is well. And when we come into talking about the weapons of our warfare, listen, this is what Paul says his weapons will do. Verse number 5, casting down imaginations. That's part of those 70,000 thoughts that are coursing through your mind today. Some of them are imaginations, things that you imagine would happen. Sometimes they are fostered by discouragement. Sometimes they are fostered by fear. Sometimes they are fostered by things that have happened to us in our past life. Sometimes the thoughts are fostered by the problems that surround us, and sometimes the thoughts are fostered by changes that are occurring in our everyday lives. But the apostle says these weapons that God has equipped each of us with are powerful enough to cast down that imagination that has you paralyzed. He said it is also powerful enough to pull down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, what is it that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God other than some type of perverted knowledge that's trying to creep into your mind to cause you to operate in unbelief and not believe that which God has spoken shall surely come to pass? We are not just talking about some idol that we have a picture of hanging in our home, some of us, but we are talking about a living, breathing God, a creator of the ends of the universe. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. He holds the waters of the seas in the palm of his hand, and he is saying unto you, I have sent you a word, and my word will not go out of my mouth and return unto me void. And yet you will allow a single thought to come into your mind and convince you that God is a liar. This is the same lie that was perpetrated in the Garden of Eden, that when the serpent came into the garden and spoke to the woman. This is a word for our women of God today. I hope you hear this word of the Lord, that the enemy came into the garden and deceived, hear me once again, deceived the woman. I'm praying for you today, my sisters, that no more will you be deceived by the lies of the enemy. The Bible says that Eve was deceived. She believed that there was something that God was holding back from her, and if she would just eat from this tree, she would be just like God. But deception is, Eve was already just like God, created in his likeness and in his image. This is the word I want to release to you today, my sister. You are already just like God, created in his likeness and in his image. Whatever God says about you, concerning you, to you, and through you must surely come to pass, for it is the word of the Lord. And our God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent or change his way of thinking. That word repent means to change his way of thinking. And so when God gives a word to you, that thing has to come to pass. It doesn't matter what smoke that the enemy is blowing. It doesn't matter what kind of chatter is coming against your mind. You've got to take hold of the sword. Glory to God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. Now, many times we get religious with that thing, and we just give it from our memory. We want to repeat or quote or recite. That's the word I'm looking for. We want to recite that scripture that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. But we don't actually activate. Come on. We don't actually activate into the pulling down of the stronghold. How are we going to put it down? With the mighty word of God. He has equipped us with all the equipment we need to bring our mind in subjection to the Spirit of the living God. Even here in verse 5, Paul says, and bringing into captivity every thought, glory to God, to the obedience of Christ. Listen, you can command your mind to be obedient. You can command your thoughts to come into obedience to Christ. How are you going to do that? By quoting the very word of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, that's when he comes in with his thoughts. That's when he sends those thoughts. That's when your eye gate opens up and you see the situations around you. Your life might not be looking like what you thought it would like look like at this point in time, and the enemy wants you to believe it's all over and this is the end. But I'm here to tell you everything you can see around you is temporary. Glory be to God. For the word of the Lord says the things which are seen are temporal, but those that cannot be seen are eternal. And that which God has placed inside of you cannot be seen yet with your physical eye, and the spirit of the living God on the inside of you cannot be seen with your physical eye, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, and there is no circumstance or situation that will overcome the divine plan and promise of God, for his plan is to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. His plan is to cause you to walk in purpose. When he saw you in your mother's womb, God had a purpose. It was not because your mother and father came together, but it was because in the mind of God, he had a thought concerning you. And since that time, he has not ceased to think about you. He says, many are the thoughts I have towards you. Glory be to God. I want you to understand today that God himself is thinking about you today. And whatever he is thinking concerning you is just as good as done, because it will not go out of his mouth and return unto him void. So that when God began to form you in your mother's womb, he thought some thoughts concerning you, and he spoke them into existence, and that's why you began to grow. Glory be to God. And that's why when you broke through the birth matrix, everything that God has spoken concerning you came into being. And now it is up to you, my sister or my brother, which of you are hearing this word today, is to walk it out in the name of Jesus, to get your mind together, to get your mind in a divine alignment with the divine word of God, for no word of God is void of power. Everything that God speaks, it is so. If you go back to the book of Genesis, he said, let there be light, and there was light. And get this, the same light that he spoke on day one is the same light that we are operating under today. When you open your eyes in the morning and see a brand new sunrise, you understand that it was the thought of God to bring sunlight and to separate the night from the day. He said, let there be a separating of the light. Glory be to God. And so when the sun decides to rotate to the other side of the earth, what we call darkness comes over our side of the earth. But it's not really darkness, because then there's a lesser light that lights up the night. What God had declared in Genesis chapter 1, it is still functioning today. So what he had declared in your day one, it is still functioning today. Glory be to God. So if you will master your mindset and allow the word of the Lord to pull down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, then you will begin to see the glory of the Lord that is to be revealed in the people of God. We sometimes misquote, I have not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But right on the heels of that scripture, there's another verse that says, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. I want you today to get yourself in a line and in tune with what the Spirit of the Lord is revealing to you in this hour. What is he revealing concerning you? Sometimes we want to be so deep and wonderful about what God is revealing concerning the church as a whole that we don't take time to understand what God is revealing concerning you. God is giving a specific word to you concerning you. He is giving a divine strategy, glory to God, to you concerning you. And so once you get that divine strategy, and your mind, your mouth, and your body come into alignment so that you are one. There is no difference. There is no discord between your mind, your mouth, and your body. Then you will begin to be manifest as the Son of God. And as you are then manifest as the Son of God, then you will begin to group together with the rest of the remnant of the house of God. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We have gone about this thing backwards by trying to get the glory of God revealed in a congregation of people or in the overall universal church. But listen to me this morning. The Spirit of the living God moves individually so that when you become a born-again child of God, you do that individually. There is no mass conversion, even if there are 6,000 people getting converted at once. Each conversion is an individual conversion, and those individual conversions collectively form a congregation. Glory be to God. So God wants you to shut down and, let's tone it down a little bit and come back from being an overall church and remember that you are a member of the body of Christ. In other words, you are an arm or a leg or a finger or a toe or an ear or an eye or the nose or the mouth, but you are a member, not as in a church member, according to the numbers, but look at your own physical body and see that your body is comprised of many different members. And so that if your arm and legs or something of that matter has been cut off or it falls off by disease, a person, medically they will say you have been dismembered. If you've been murdered and cut up into pieces, they will say that the body was dismembered. And so I want you to understand today that you are a member, glory to God, get this in your spirit, of the body of Christ. Perhaps you are a hand. Maybe you are a kneecap. Maybe you are a shoulder bone. Whatever it is that you are part of oneness. Glory be to God. And you've got to begin to function in your particular membership. Glory to God. Has nothing to do with the name on the building or where you pay your tithe. Glory be to God. Let me rephrase, where you give your tithe, because you're not paying tithes. I don't want to run off in that direction, but I need you to understand in shifting your mindset is that the tithe belongs to God. It's not something that you pay. It's something that you just release. Give it up. Amen. Glory to God. But we're not going there today because I want to talk to you about mastering your mindset. I had a powerful time in prayer this morning with the Lord. Let me explain this as we are about out of time here this morning. But let me just share with you what happened when I began to pray about the mindset, my own mindset, not about yours, but about mine. And as I got my mind in tune with the Word of God, as I got my body in tune with the Word and with my mind, then I could hear the voice of the Lord say, call down fire. Lord, have mercy. Call down fire. Now, my mind went religiously to the scripture that where Jesus told James and John, sons of thunder, that they were not to call down fire and burn up people who were against Jesus. But the Holy Ghost said, listen, I'm not talking about fire against people, but against the demonic entities that control the people. Now, call down fire. Glory to God. And I began to call down the fire of God against demonic entities, and I could see people getting set free. And he told me, even as God rained down fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, he told me to ask God to rain down fire on my city, not so that the people could be destroyed, but that the demonic destroyed in the lives of the people. One of your assignments, once you get your mind together, is going to be to take some territory in your city, and you don't even have to leave your house to do it. I know we want to do a prayer walk up and down. Every place on which the soles of our feet have tread is given unto us, but we haven't even conquered the territory of our mind. Get your mind territory conquered today. Master that mindset so that when you do, hear the Spirit of the living God say, called down fire. Glory to God. When God called me into ministry, he said to me, the ministry that I give you shall be a ministry of fire and of glory. And so today I stepped into the fire and the glory of God, and I called down fire against the demonic forces that hold my entire family. You think generational curses are the problem? It's not generational curses. It's learned behavior, because the power of God through Jesus the Christ has broken every curse in the land. And so when you call down fire to burn up that influence that the enemy is using with those 70,000 thoughts, people can get free mind. Captives can get free in their mind. Glory be to God. Captives can get free. Prisoners are set free. The brokenhearted are healed and mended. Glory be to God. Everything that God has commissioned you to do can be done when you get your mind together. Oh, we are out of time here, beloved, and I have so much more to share with you on mastering your mindset. So I pray you would tune in with me next week, Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. for Mastering Your Mindset Part 2. And it is for permanent victory and continuous breakthrough. God bless you. Have a powerful week.